Chuck Appleby's Seaside Park House is maybe 10 feet up in the air, sitting on these temporary wooden towers. So he's ahead of a lot of people rebuilding after Sandy on the shore, but he's still got a lot of work to do before he can move back home. So some signs of progress.
Oh, yeah. Kids hate that word, progress.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't say that word.
The Applebys have lived in 5 different places in the last year and a half. Their current rental is up in June, and so Chuck's already hunting for where they'll go next.
There's no rentals around here. The rents go from around $2,000 a month upwards to $2,000 a week for all the seasonal rentals and the housing stock. So
he's getting rental assistance through a state program right now, but it only lasts 6 months, and it's known for paying bills late. So it's not popular with landlords.
We have to tell the landlord, you know, we're not going to be paying the rent because they have to make a check out directly to them, the landlord, which is a good deal. I mean, it's not coming to me, it's going to them. But it is around, I guess, 4 weeks late, which could hurt people on the other end.
Appleby's pretty much given up on finding anything local. He's now thinking about going to Florida for the summer, where it's the off-season, rents are cheap, and they have some family friends. But his job's up here, and he wants to be able to check on the house once construction gets going. Joe Cars is also struggling to find a place to live when his Surf City rental expires at the end of the month.
April 30th, and I've been trying to get new housing for 6 weeks.
The state just finalized how much Cars will get for a rebuilding grant, but work isn't expected to start until the end of June.
I've called the Sandy Recovery Program. I've called Ocean County Long-Term Recovery. I've called Catholic Charities. I've called Department of Community Affairs.
It's a really long list, plus every real estate agent around, he says.
So my choices are either move back into a mold-infested house until I destroy it and knock it down, or maybe live on my neighbor's boat.
Shore communities were already low on housing for renters before Sandy, says Arnold Cohen. He's the senior policy coordinator at the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey. And of course, Cohen says Sandy made things worse, causing
a decrease in the supply of rental housing because some of it was destroyed by the storm, and an increase in demand because many people who are former homeowners are now looking for a place to rent while their home is being repaired.
Cohen says zoning at the shore favors 1 or 2 family homes over larger apartment buildings. The crunch after Sandy is especially acute in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Long term, Cohen says the state needs to tackle this problem by building more affordable rental units. But he's also trying to convince Governor Chris Christie's administration to tweak its current plans for a new wave of federal rebuilding funds, to put more money into grant programs for renters to help in the short term. Instead of 6 months of rental assistance, he says they might need vouchers for 2 years. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.